When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Adele tops the Billboard 200 with 30 and the Hot 100 yet again, and music's biggest stars react to the death of Virgil Abloh. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, November 29th.
Here's the new Billboard 200, dated December 4th, reflecting the tracking week ending November 25th. Adele's first album in 6 years, 30, blast in at number one. With 839,000 equivalent album units earned in the U.S., according to MRC data, the Easy On Me-led project nabs the largest week of 2021 for any album, surpassing the debut of Drake's Certified Lover Boy, which earned 613,000 units. 30 also marks the third number one for Adele, following 2015's 25. And 2011's 21. At number two, Taylor Swift's Red Taylor's Version falls from number one in its second week with 159,000 units. Certified Lover Boy climbs from 5 to 3 with 53,000 units. Silk Sonic's An Evening with Silk Sonic dips from 2 to 4 in its second week with 50,000 units. And Morgan Wallen's former number one, Dangerous, the double album, rises from 6 to 5 with 48,000 units.
Adele sure does make it look easy. 30 lead single Easy On Me rebounds for a fifth week atop the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart. The ballad reigns as the most streamed and top-selling song of the week and, for the first time, is also the most heard hit on radio. And that's not it for the queen. Additionally, fellow 30 track Oh My God launches at number 5.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. All the people.
Elsewhere, Taylor Swift's All Too Well, Taylor's Version, drops to number 4 a week after it soared in at number 1.
I'd like to be my old self again, but I'm still trying to find it after Pleasure.
Rounding out the Hot 100 Top 10 is Silk Sonic's Smoking Out the Window, down from its number 5 peak to number 10.
Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This got me paying over it.
The tributes are pouring in following the loss of Virgil Abloh, who passed away Sunday, November 28th at the age of 41. A post on the fashion designer's Instagram account announcing his death explains that he battled a rare aggressive form of cancer, cardiac angiosarcoma, for more than 2 years. Drake captioned photos of himself with Abloh, "My plan is to touch the sky 1,000 more times for you. Love you eternally, brother. Thank you for everything." Cardi B wrote, "R.I.P. Virgil Abloh, a legend. He made an amazing impact in the fashion industry and on the culture. I don't see anyone ever doing it like him ever again." And BTS added on Twitter, "R.I.P. Virgil Abloh, you will be missed. It was an honor to work with you, a true creative genius." Abloh was the founder of streetwear-focused luxury label Off-White, and most recently served as men's artistic director of Louis Vuitton. He collaborated with Kid Cudi on the Kurt Cobain-inspired floral print dress he wore during his appearance earlier this year on Saturday Night Live, and even designed the gown Hailey Bieber wore in her wedding to Justin Bieber. In addition to his contributions to fashion, Abloh was also a DJ, served as Kanye West's longtime creative director, and helped design iconic album covers by Ye, A$AP Rocky, Lil Uzi Vert, and Pop Smoke. In another remembrance, Pharrell Williams described Abloh as a kind, generous, thoughtful, creative genius, writing, "Your work as a human and your work as a spiritual being will live forever, sending love and light to your wife, children, family, and day ones. You're with the master now. Shine."
Thank you, Jordan. This is Billboard News Now.